They're afraid they might lose. So what if your chooser goes and makes a mistake? You're still not a loser. You're still not a fake. You can choose something new. You can say, this is when my chooser will choose to start over again. God gave you your chooser, so choosers are good. He wants you to use it the way Jesus would. Someday you'll grow up. Then your chooser will choose some exciting adventures that might make the news. You may climb a mountain or fly to the moon. You might drive a car or a hot air balloon. But you won't lay some eggs or live in a zoo. Because there are some things even a chooser can't do. Or your thinker can think, which will make you quite smart. And your feeler can feel, which is good for your heart. But your chooser will choose what you say and you do. So your choosing is really just choosing up you. Whenever you're stuck and your mind fills with doubt, you can just pray to God and He'll come help you out. God knows about choosing up close and firsthand, for He has a chooser, the best in the land. God's chooser works better than yours or mine could. His chooser is perfect and loving and good. God didn't tell you to sit there all day. He wants you to choose. So get on your way. Now it's time to quit reading, you choice chooser, you, and find something great for your chooser to do. One day, a day you will never forget, you welcomed a beautiful little blob of protoplasm into your family and watched the miracle of life growing. One day, a day you'll never forget, that little blob began to speak. And early on, you discovered that two of your child's favorite words were no and mine. Your child was learning they have a will. This is very good. But human wills, including the will of that beautiful little blob you brought home, get bent and twisted by selfishness and sin. That's very bad. According to the Bible, having a will is part of what it means to be made in the image of God. The first assignment God gave human beings was to exercise dominion in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Each of us has a little kingdom, that sphere where our choices make a difference. We can say yes and no. We can create and decide. It's this core God-given capacity that I call a chooser in this book. The shaping and training of the will, helping it to be strong and powerful in the service of the good, is one of the most important and most challenging tasks on earth. The reason this is such a challenge is because when your child was a baby, your will was always in charge. With a newborn, you can make all the choices to keep them safe and warm and fed and loved. But every day, your child's will gets a little more developed. Every day, your will must die a little. It's part of the long goodbye that begins so soon, that deepens on the first day of kindergarten and the first day of college. This little book flows out of a book about choosing for adults called All the Places to Go, How Will You Know? So many of us grown-ups live our whole lives with a fear of making choices and missing out on God's will for our lives. But God made us to choose, and He wants to help us do it well. The deepest part of God's will for us is not the situations we inhabit, but the people we become. So, what are you waiting for? You have a chooser, made in the image of our magnificent God. Let the choosing begin. We hope you've enjoyed Your Magnificent Chooser, an Oasis audio production. Text copyright 2017 by John Ortberg. Production copyright 2017 by Oasis Audio, under arrangement with Tyndale House Publishers Incorporated. Oasis audio titles are available wherever audiobooks are sold and on our website, oasisaudio.com.